My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's just play out the hypothetical. You're not able to find a home for Zach. I think that probably increases the likelihood that DeMar is elsewhere. And whether that's via sign and trade or his own choice remains to be seen.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special. Live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, this draft about to get going. Atlanta with the number one overall pick. And looking at our monitor right in front of us here at the Advocate Center, the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, warming the crowd up and getting ready to put Atlanta on the clock as they have the number one overall pick. And it seems like by all accounts expected to take Zachary Richechet out of France. But we shall see here in just a little bit, and we will tell you when it goes down. And joining us now here at the table, with myself, Mark Grody, Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Bulls, is here. He wants the Bulls to take Zach Edey. And we have Casey Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago, a frequent guest on The Score, on the Mully and Haw Show. And we get to have you here right now. Casey, what's going on, man? It's always good to see you.
I know. It's been a while, Mark. Good to see you. Everything is good. Another draft at the Advocate Center. Beautiful facility and natural lights pouring in. Let's go. Let's get this over with. Yeah. I mean, let's see what they pick.
Yeah. By the way, just to update our listeners, once again, Washington's Denny Avdia, who really had a nice season this past year with the Wizards, off to Portland for Malcolm Brogdon, who gets bounced around a lot. He just can't stay healthy. Final year of his deal. 14th pick is headed to the Wizards. Also, Nick Claxton, 4 years, $100 million with the Nets. OG Anunoby has agreed to terms to stay on with the Knicks. He gets supermax money. And according to Shams, Jimmy Butler will not be signing an extension with the Heat or any other team ahead of his opt-out in 2025. So that's what's going on. Again, we're waiting for Atlanta with the number one pick. The last time they had the number one overall pick, 1975, the Skywalker, David Thompson, out of North Carolina State. In that era, they had the old ABA, and he went to Denver, signed with the Nuggets, because he was turned off when Cotton Fitzsimmons, the head coach of the Hawks, picked him up at the airport and took him to McDonald's.
Oh,
that's a true story.
Really?
He said, nope, not going there. So anyway, so KC.
I like how you broke into a scoreboard update after you had me on.
Yes.
Like you broke down the league.
Somewhere Mitch Rose is listening and saying, yeah. What are you doing Tuesday?
Could have started me about 5 minutes later.
Chicago Wolves update studio. Yeah. I'm Chuck Swirsky.
They just hired a new coach. So
I'm Fred Huebner. God bless
you. George Hoffman, where are you, buddy?
So here's the story.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I know you are. All right, so you know, when I first came to the NBA, for when I was doing reporting, I mean, you know, you had Sam Smith and you had Bob Logan and you had some really good writers like Casey Johnson, who took a sabbatical for 1 year with the Bears, right?
Yeah.
Bears.
Okay. So I go to Toronto and Doug Smith, who covers the Raptors like no one else from day one. I come back to Chicago, and we've had some great beat reporters, including KC. KC one day will go into Springfield, Mass. With a guy like Doug Smith in the writers area. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
I'm not patronizing you. You've been doing such a great job. Here's the issue I've got, because I read you religiously on NBC Sports, and hopefully whatever's happening with NBC Sports, and that's another discussion, I hope you continue to have gainful employment here
Thank
in
you.
Chicago covering the Bulls and, for that matter, the NBA, because I think your voice needs to be heard and the written
Amen.
Word. So, having said this, let's talk about Zach LaVine for a moment.
Okay.
Because his name is getting thrown around everywhere. This, you know, he's going here, he's going there. As a reporter, how are you viewing covering that storyline of Zach LaVine?
I mean, I've been covering it from the start, so you just kind of obviously talk to the people you trust and try to present it as fairly and accurately as possible. I mean, I think it's no secret that Zach LaVine is available. I'm not the only one who's been reporting that. So I do think, given the Caruso for Giddey trade, I think the Bulls are even more willing to take even a solid offer for Zach LaVine, because I think, to me, and we're going to hear from Arturis tonight for the first time since April, I think you're going to see this kind of pivot a little bit to a little bit of more of a youth movement. And I know Zach LaVine actually is only 29, so in theory he fits that, but it just seems like this relationship's been headed for a divorce for a while.
So that said, is it tenable in any way, shape, or form to not trade Zach LaVine? In other words, do they have to trade him?
They don't, and it might not be the Bulls' choice, because as also well is well documented, that's a hard contract to move, particularly, as you guys know, in the age of the new collective bargaining agreement, where the penalties for being over the second apron are more punitive. I mean, that's a hefty price tag to pay. 3 years, $138 million. He's coming off his third surgery, by all accounts. He's healthy. He's going to be healthy by training camp. So it might not be the Bulls' call, but look, it's no secret that he's available. And so that's why he's in the news as much as he is, and why we write about it as much as he is.
Well, it was reported, and I think you picked up on this, the Philadelphia, Utah, and then all of a sudden, 24, 48 hours later, it was shot down. No, he's not going to Philly. No, he's not going to Utah. So LaVine remains a storyline with this team.
Right.
No question. The DeMar DeRozan situation is something where he likes the city,
yep.
Likes the organization very much.
Yep.
I think he likes the staff. He has a very, very good relationship with the head coach.
Yep.
And so now, is it a case of money? Is it a case of, okay, if I can play with the Clippers or Lakers, and I'm not sure that's a good fit for the Clippers to get him, even if they lose Paul George, because Lawrence Frank has the mindset as a GM, along with Ty Lue and now Jeff Van Gundy, they want all five position players as starters to play defense. That is mandatory. That's just not an option.
So, right. So before we get to DeMar, the last thing I'll say about Zach, when you say Philly's been not shot down, Utah's been shot down, you've been around the league long enough to know everything's fluid this time of year.
Okay.
And nothing is definitive. So let's say Philly has their eyes on other targets in free agency, and then gets to the end of free agency and the musical chairs have stopped and they've got nobody. And then they're like, you know what? Maybe Zach LaVine does look better. So let's see how it plays out with Zach LaVine.
And Zachary Richichet out of France, the number one pick, is expected again. Alexander Sarr, also from France, expected to go number two to Washington. And Bill Duffy would not allow Sarr to work out for the Hawks. Mm. You know, this is kind of this draft. I don't know, Casey, you've covered a ton of drafts. So have I. There is no buzz about this draft, is there?
No, not really. I mean, it's
next year's draft.
Yeah, which is another reason why I think you're going to see the Bulls kind of do a little bit of a pivot here. But real quick, tie up the DeMar DeRozan loose end. You know, it might not be the Bulls' call again. I mean, DeMar can be an unrestricted free agency starting Sunday at 5 p.m.
So what do you think he wants? Do you think he wants?
I think he wants to win, and I think, well, he wants his money. DeMar, you know, you've known DeMar as long or as better than anybody.
Right.
DeMar, as much of a team player he's as selfless and as professional of a player as I've been around. He also likes money, which most
ain't
professional.
No home team discount. Yeah. Yes, he loves Chicago.
And he's earned a raise, by the way.
Amen.
So he wants it. I think ultimately
he played over the value of his deal.
For sure. I think ultimately what might happen is a sign and trade, because I don't think DeMar signed up for what might be coming next season. And he, you know,
Yeah, that's another great point, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't want any part of that.
Don't know how this is going to play out.
I think
either.
We know.
I think
we do.
That this is going to be a bad year for the Bulls.
I mean, they won't frame it as that. I think they'll try to remain mildly competitive, but I think the priority will be trying to keep the top 10 protected pick that is owed San Antonio from, coincidentally, the DeMar DeRozan acquisition.
Isn't that
bizarre? Loaded draft next year.
Yep.
If you finish in the bottom 10 of the league, you keep that pick. So, in essence, the Caruso for Giddey trade was adding a 21-year-old sixth overall pick. You had the 11th pick tonight, and you potentially keep the 2025 pick top 10 next year. That's three young players for Caruso. So the Caruso deal, you can quibble they should have got draft compensation from Oklahoma City. Whatever. I was one of the people quibbling that. Josh Giddey is 21 years old, the sixth overall pick. You acquired a lottery pick for Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
You add another lottery pick tonight, number 11, and potentially you keep the top 10 protected pick.
DeRozan would not want to go near that.
But Casey, and in theory, I agree with it. Here's the issue, though. In the Eastern Conference next year, the Bulls are still going to be in a position where they're going to win 38 to 43 games.
Maybe.
That's my opinion.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe not.
But you look, Atlanta, they're going full rebuild. They're going to blow that baby up.
Yep.
Washington, major rebuild. Detroit, major rebuild. Charlotte, rebuild. Nets, major rebuild. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. The Bulls are going to be in a play-in game. They are.
I mean, way to poke a hole in my theory. That's pretty good work. No, I mean, I will say
that. Busted out the list again.
I will say that is pretty good.
What team is going to elevate themselves to the ninth seed?
Well, what's the bottom of the West? Well, how about what do we got for bad in the
West?
Don't
make me have to take that pack away from you.
I don't care about the West. It's irrelevant.
It's relevant.
The Bulls are going to be in the play-in. And in the play-in, they're going to play the 7-8. The top eight teams in the East right now, if you look at it, you had Atlanta and the Bulls playing for a play-in game. Okay, and then you had the Bulls play Miami, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you look at the top eight teams right now in the East, I don't see any of those unless there's a catastrophic injury for one or two players dipping out of the top eight, right?
Right.
So then you say, well, you know, the Bulls could be knocking on the door for the eighth seed. Maybe they're going to be in the play-in game again. And so you've got Toronto. I can tell you right now, Raptors are in a rebuild. They want to be in the lottery next year.
Yep.
So we haven't even mentioned them. So you have Toronto 1, Atlanta 2, Washington 3, Detroit 4, Charlotte 5, Nets 6. That's six teams.
Yep. All right. So, I mean, well, first of all, I mean, obviously we're trying to figure out, you know, definitive answers right now that we don't know how it's going to play out.
Right.
What I do think, though, I mean, come on, you read the Caruso trade for Giddey the same way I did, right?
I here's how I viewed the trade. Caruso had 1 year left.
Yeah.
He was probably looking for max, which he deserves.
Yep.
Okay.
He fits their timeline better than the Bulls'
timeline. He fits their timeline, and he's a great fit. And they're probably going to draft a big coming up right now tonight or go after Hartenstein because they have a boatload of cap room.
Yep.
And this club, meaning the Bulls, needed a ball-handling guard. I get it. His shooting needs work. Okay, I understand that. But one thing Giddey has that this club did not have is a visionary ball-handling guard for 94 feet.
So, I ultimately, you think the Bulls are going to try to remain competitive?
I do. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think they want to be competitive. I think they want to add young cores, athleticism. But I'm looking at Josh Giddey, and I am wiping out this past year because Chet Holmgren came in.
Oh, I got no problem with Josh Giddey.
Oklahoma City.
I think he's a very dynamic player.
I love the guy. I'd rather have Josh Giddey than a draft pick.
No, but what we're saying about the draft pick, it would have been Giddey. And a draft pick as well, like just because they're right.
We don't know if that was offered.
Yeah, well,
it was asked for, but it wasn't offered.
Well, okay, you can ask her anything. You can ask her a raise, Casey.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Our draft coverage is right here on 670 The Score until 8:10 when we hand it off to Zach Zabin for Cubs pregame coverage from San Francisco. Then starting at 8:10, our draft coverage live from Advocate Center where we are right now will continue exclusively on the Odyssey app and 670thescore.com. Mark Grody and Chuck Swirsky with you. We've also got Casey Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago. And the number two overall pick going to the Washington Wizards is indeed, as Chuck, you mentioned earlier, Alex Saar, the center of the Perth Wildcats of Australia, 7'1", 205. So a big man off the board, elite rim protector, big impact on defense.
Played
right
in Australia from France. Who's your favorite player in the draft, Casey?
Oh, I mean, I didn't focus on the top players because I knew the Bulls had no
Who's
chance.
Your favorite player? Who do you like?
Ever.
It's pretty well documented. I don't really follow college basketball. So
okay.
I will say I like Terrence Shannon Jr.
Okay. He's available.
I know.
I could see that.
I thought you were going to ask me for my Bulls prediction. Have you asked me for my Bulls
prediction? Go ahead.
I think if he's available, Ron Holland is the Bulls.
I can see him.
Okay.
I can see him. I can see Shannon. I like Zach Edey because I think the Bulls do have to start thinking about getting a big. But my favorite player in this draft is Stephon Castle of UConn.
Yeah.
And
winner.
I'm sorry?
Winner.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not going to – I think he has San Antonio written all over him.
The best part about him is that his dad was walking around the draft lottery saying hello to everybody. He was like the nicest
guy
ever. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm a big Stephon Castle guy, and I love UConn players coming in to the league because I think they're well-coached. They Danny Hurley coached some hard.
Oh, for sure.
Which was very attractive to the Lakers, I think.
Yeah.
And I do think that Danny Hurley probably used the Lakers to better himself with the contract for UConn.
Here's where the draft
Because if they were really interested in it, they didn't even know Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley probably, this is just my opinion, probably had a third party reach out to the Lakers and said, hey, you know, I'm just saying if.
Yeah. Here's where the draft gets interesting to me is number three. Because if Houston takes Reed Sheppard, I think they're keeping him. If they take somebody else, I think it signals that something that this is where the draft opens up and there's some trade possibilities coming.
Well, I'll say this. If they make this deal, if there's a deal to be made, do the math. Who's the head coach of Houston?
Ime Udoka.
Okay. Where was he before Houston?
The Boston Celtics.
Okay. Who is one of his guards on the Boston team that is not with the Celtics now that he loved? Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
And who
I didn't realize there was going to be quizzes, by the way.
I know. And you're doing really well, man.
No, I'm just saying. There are breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And I think Memphis is looking to get a big.
Yeah, Donovan Clingan.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I said the draft gets interesting.
And that's why I think there could be something there.
All right.
Let's keep it to two breadcrumbs for now. And that was a lot of questions.
No,
man.
But that's how you start putting two. But I do agree if Sheppard goes and he can shoot the lights out.
Yeah.
In fact, Sheppard's father was in the Raptors camp.
Yeah.
When Lenny Wilkins was the head coach. And And Shepard can flat out score. He can.
You guys
shoot
think
the ball.
I go way back with the NBA? Chuck's got me beat, man.
Oh, he's bringing the beard, man. The bring that's next level. You know what I mean? The wisdom that just automatically comes with.
Is
the,
that
the
like
whiskers.
Sean Connery?
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
I must tell you about Shepard.
The day is mine, Trebek.
Yes. And he can shoot the ball.
That is awesome.
Do we
awesome.
Have to take, what do they call in the States, a break?
We do. Lucky for everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, though, guys.
No, Casey, I got to tell you, man. Right,
just give me one more.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll no, you're good. So, you're good.
So, Casey, okay, so what do you think, when it's all said and done, what do you think the roster is going to look like as far as – additions, subtractions, whatever.
I think
10 seconds. No, I'm kidding.
I think Patrick Williams is back.
Okay.
I think one, if not both, of Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan are gone.
Okay.
And I think the 11th pick, whomever that is, is on the roster, and Giddey's on the roster, and they go pretty much like a soft youth movement. And I think Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu and all these guys play a lot. That's what I think.
And the 11th pick will be a rotation player.
Well, that's up to Ron Holland.
Touche. Okay.
Casey, you did a great job, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. I know how busy it is, so to come over and give us some of your time at the table, man, I appreciate
that. I'm about to go write some stories and talk about how Chuck poked a hole in my tanking theory.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you had a good point.
By default.
I give you credit. You credit in real time.
With 3 out of 4 on the breadcrumbs. I
here we go.
Excellent.
Shams just tweeted, Houston is selecting Reed Shepard at number 3. So
there you go.
There you go.
The draft is staying boring.
Yes,
to this point.
Yes, it is all fall. Yes, Houston with the guard, Reed Shepard, 6'2", 187, a sharpshooter for sure. We do have to take Casey. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yep. Appreciate you.
Yep, voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky is here. I am Mark Grody. We're live at the Advocate Center. The Bulls pick coming up in a bit. Number 11 overall. Chuck and I will come back and talk more about the draft. John Greenberg going to join us a little bit as well from The Athletic. All coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Crotty on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
We are through four picks in this year's NBA draft. The Bulls select 11th, and just getting you up to date on what has gone down so far. The first four picks of the draft so far. The Atlanta Hawks, to nobody's surprise, they go with the Frenchman, Zachary Rejace, 6'9", 195, small forward. And at number two, again, not a surprise, the Washington Wizards go big man, Alex Saar, the center of the Perth Wildcats of Australia, also from France, 7'1", 205. At the number three overall pick, Reed Sheppard out of Kentucky, the guard. He goes to the Houston Rockets, considered a sharp shooter, really high IQ player, and the guy that Chuck likes a lot, as you're probably seeing on your television right now if you're following along with us here, the San Antonio Spurs taking Stephon Castle, another guard with really good size, 6'6", 215 out of UConn. So he came into all of our living rooms for the national title this year, Chuck.
Yep. He was my favorite player in the draft. I think he's going to be terrific, a great two-way player. As you mentioned, just 19 and a half years young. 6'6 player, can flat out just be a tremendous asset to the Spurs organization with Wemby a year ago, and San Antonio's not done. They have a boatload of cap room. So a good position to be in right now for San Antonio. And now the fun begins, because now you can start looking at where are we going to go from here with Detroit. And they have a brand new front office with Trajan Langdon. And, you know, they're very, very young. And so they just want to get a guy, even if they have to spoon feed him for a year or two. I think they can do that. But this is a pick where Detroit can say, okay, we've got youth. We may get a guy who is not ready to come in and play right now. We're not going to stash him, but we're not going to force him to play 25, 30 minutes like they've done with other number one picks before, first round picks. Of course, Cade Cunningham is a keeper. They got to make a decision, though, on Jaden Ivey and whether or not he's going to be the right fit in that backcourt for the Pistons.
Yeah, and we'll see. Could we see back-to-back UConn players within the Pistons? Could be thinking about Donovan Klingon, the 7'2", 280-pounder, a defensive anchor for sure. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. Nothing has really gone outside of what we expected so far, these first four picks. But you don't like Klingon to Detroit?
No, I do, but not for Detroit, because they have Durin. And I would think that, unless they've got a deal in place, but I would think that they're probably going to go for a wing player and see where that leads. Because at this point, Detroit, they're with a brand-new front office and a brand-new head coach, they're just going to try and figure things out and go from there. I think this is going to be a year where they're going to flush a lot of things out, and the owner is paying Monty Williams, $70 million to walk, and they made a change in the front office. And this is going to be a year of observation for Trajan Langdon to see who they want to have going forward. And this is a very, very young ball club. The thing with Oklahoma City, which was the youngest team in the NBA and the youngest playoff team in the history of the NBA, is that they've got players, whether it was Holmgren, who missed a whole year and then played in all 82, and Jalen Williams, who was fabulous and is fabulous, and you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, this has been a perfect storm for OKC. I mean, they make the major trade 3 years ago with the Clippers getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he has just blossomed into a player I don't think the Clippers envisioned. I thought that they probably felt he was going to be a really good player, but not the player that he's turned out to be. He is a franchise player, and he's going to be paid like one. Big one.
Well, it's pretty amazing to think about how what Oklahoma City once had with their own big three back in the day, led by Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and they weren't able to keep that band together. And so I still look at Oklahoma City as having recovered from that, and they've done a really good job of doing it. Let's talk about some of the what the Bulls might do at number 11. He's the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky. I'm Mark Grody. We also have our program director, Ryan Porth, out here. Peter Hansen is in the house, the Illini guy, our intern, unless you came up with a better word to use instead of intern, since that Chuck is anti the word intern.
Yes. But and don't forget Alex Kuhn.
Oh, I'm sorry, because he's not right in front of me. Alex is back in our downtown Chicago studios doing a terrific job here, as we're going to be here until 8:10. That's when we'll hand it off to Zach Zabin for Cubs pregame coverage from San Francisco. Then starting at 8:10, our draft coverage live from the Advocate Center will continue exclusively on the Odyssey app right here, 670thescore.com, where a lot of you probably take in the score anyway. So for those of you who are on the app, we're with you until 9 o'clock tonight. So when you look at what the Bulls' needs are, and at this point they do need size, height, rim protection, shooting is definitely something that the Bulls are lacking right now and they are in need of. So I suppose we start to look at some of the potential candidates for the Bulls right now. And I should give you guys some breaking news right now. Detroit is, we are being told, is selecting Ron Holland at number 5 in the NBA draft. That's according to Shams Charania. And we react like that because during the break, we'll let you behind the curtain a little bit. We were talking about, I wonder if it's starting to feel like Ron Holland to the Bulls at number 11. But no, instead, he goes at number 5 to the Detroit Pistons, Chuck, the team that we were just talking about.
Yep, and I'll say this is that this is a Trajan Langdon pick. He loves athletes. He loves explosive players who can create with the dribble. He's got to work on his shot. But for a team like Detroit, I'm not saying this was house money, but I think they got to the point where they said, all right, now that everyone of interest, two bigs are gone, Castle is gone, Shepherd is gone, this is where we enter this zone right now. And, Mark, you've got all these players who could go from 5 to maybe 11 or 12.
We just saw it.
And this is the first. This is, no one predicted in all these mock drafts that Holland was going 5. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, but these mock drafts were as guessed as ever.
But it is very, very intoxicating not to fall in love with what Holland did on a very bad Ignite G League team. And the people are saying, wait a minute, in the past these players have come in from winning teams with the Ignite. What happened? They only won like 6-7 games. The reason is the NIL money in college pays more than the G League Ignite. So you're getting NIL money now, and the top tier college players with this name, image, and likeness are making over $1 million. If you're a top tier D1 player, you're making over $1 million.
Wow.
I mean, the kid Hawkins that was at Illinois that's going to play at K-State, he got $2 million. $2 million. I mean, he's not making that the G League.
It's a different world, and it happened fast. I mean, it changed just like that from, like, decades of talking about the possibility of something like that happening. It finally actually happened. But, yeah, that's our first, I guess you could put it in air quotes, surprise of the draft, that at number five the Pistons go with Ron Holland the second. Coming up next, the Charlotte Hornets, they will be on the clock as they have the number six overall pick as well. But as we look at the Bulls, now, if you are, I mean, there's two schools of thoughts with the Bulls. I think at number 11, could they, you know, they've got needs in the way of big man and then shooting. One of the guys that would fit the mold for a shooter is somebody who was very popular in the mock drafts at number 11 is Dalton Knecht, the shooting guard. Yep. Out of Tennessee, a 6'6 wing, a 23-year-old, 36 games started last year. According to Chuck, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, another team working to move up and secure Donovan Clingan at this moment, that source is telling ESPN that it is Portland. So that's interesting.
Well, again, Portland gave up that pick, remember, to Washington with the 14th pick. So for that trade to happen somewhere, somehow, they would have to dangle a veteran player or a future pick. But I know that Portland wants a big, and I get that, and they need a big. But I think it was too enticing for Portland to look at the upside of where Avdija is, who's a very young player going into his fourth season in the NBA. And, I mean, you know what? They got him on a multi-year deal, signed last year with the Wizards, and they got a number one pick. And Washington, you know, as far as where Washington is, they get their pick from Portland. They get the 14th pick overall. They get Brogdon, who will do a nice job at the point. Then he comes off the books. Ryan will probably can, if you can, Ryan Porth, if you can Google Brogdon's salary, I would think Brogdon is probably in the $25 million range. So that will come off the books for the Wizards, who right now, with their new management team, they're looking at a blank canvas. They got Koulibaly a year ago from France. And, boy, France has really come on strong in the NBA. But
$22.5 million.
22, there you go. So we were close. But all I'm saying is that that contract's coming off the books. And you're going to have a Washington team in a full-blown rebuild. And maybe Brogdon will want a buyout. Who knows? But that's how teams are starting to put together their roster because of the 2025 lottery.
Ron Holland taking center stage right now, just going number five overall to the Detroit Pistons. So we are six picks away from the Chicago Bulls, who are scheduled to have the 11th pick in this NBA draft. And when Chuck and I return, we will invite John Greenberg of The Athletic over to our score table to continue talking about the draft and the Chicago Bulls right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
No, I got to do my job better. It's my responsibility. This program is my responsibility. They've been, Jerry and Michael have been really supportive. And obviously their expectation is better results. That's why, you know, diving into this offseason, I put emphasis on turning this program around.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Crotty on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
That was the big boss you heard from right there, Arturas Karnišovas, who sounds like he is finally conceded that the last core that he was trying to build, that's going to have to change, it's going to have to be different, and some of that has already started with one big trade for the Chicago Bulls. But here we are now on draft night. We are through six picks in this year's NBA draft, just going to the Charlotte Hornets at number six was Tijan Salon. As, again, he goes to the Hornets, and so the Bulls are five picks away from their spot at number 11 in this draft. As Chuck and I, Chuck, voice yep. of the Bulls, Mark Crotty out here at Advocate Center, we are joined at the table right now by the Athletics John Greenberg. What's going on, Greenberg? How are you, man?
Hey, it's just good to be on with the Garpax of sports radio. That's you guys.
Is that good?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm taking that in
I'll say the good ways. In the good days. In the good days.
I'll say this. Okay. I mean, Pax did a pretty good job with the draft. I mean,
Think about those early days when he took over. Someone was just saying that about the Sky, how the Sky got Cardoza and Reese in that draft.
Yep.
And I said the best comp would be when Pax got Luol Deng and Ben Gordon.
Yep.
And that was an amazing draft that changed the way the Bulls that changed the Bulls' trajectory from nosedive to backup to respectability.
So restored order. I always
absolutely
say.
Pax. Listen, Pax did a great job.
And his last
no one
draft.
Cared, and no one cared more.
Yes. And his last draft pick was Coby White.
And Coby White's such a great story because, you know, and I know you've talked a lot about it, Chuck, but it really just says about how great this league is, how it gives guys opportunities. And you have to take those opportunities. And Coby White made something, you know, where were people ready to write him off.
Yep.
And now he looks like an all-star. And I love Coby White. I hope they continue to build to his strengths.
And I think with Giddey, taking Giddey with the ball in his hands now because he's not an off-the-ball player, and because of Holmgren addition, OKC just changed the complete dynamics and landscape of their offensive sets. So now he's going to have the ball. And, again, if they can't move LaVine, though, they've got, you know, you got LaVine, you got Coby, you're going to get Giddey.
Do you think they can move LaVine? I mean, anyone can be moved in the NBA.
Yes.
You know that, no matter what.
That was going to be my answer.
But do teams want him?
Somebody would want him, but I think they're going to get him. Yeah, for a cheap price. I mean, they are circling the Bulls now, and they're like, they know they could get. Because, John, it is implausible for him to come back here. It just is. Like, it just won't work with him. Trade him.
I hear you, but teams got to want to play. It takes two to tango, right, Chuck?
Well, that and you know what? You may have to take a hit because of the contract, and you may not get.
Oh, you're not going to
get the type of talent. So
you're just accepting,
move on, and you turn the page.
You're trying to match contracts, but what you don't want to do is make the mistake the Bulls did when they got Jabari, which was a terrible, you know, a weird thing. But he only had 1 year in his deal. They trade Jabari to get multiple years of Otto Porter to match the
contract.
Remember that?
Yes.
Expected Klingon just went
Donovan
to Portland.
Donovan Klingon, yeah.
To Portland at number seven. Yeah,
I like that guy.
Another big man. Another big man. Yes.
And you know what? Even if the Bulls were thinking about orchestrating something to move up to get him, I don't know how much. I mean, the draft capital isn't there. And so
no, they don't. They're not in position to move up.
So you were getting close to 11 now, John. So
John.
Williams is still there. And Carter is still there. And Shannon is still there.
I like everything I've heard about Devin Carter.
Yes.
You know, dad's in the NBA.
There's some concern, apparently, with his shoulder right now, from what I read. I don't know to the degree, but.
And he plays defense. He's a good defensive player.
Yes. And so, I mean, you're putting another guard into the stable of what they have right now.
I know, that's right.
But, you know, I said yesterday, and again, you know, is he my favorite player in the draft? No, Stephon Castle was. But I'd still like to take a flyer on Zach Edey.
You're a big Zach. Is it the Canadian? Is it the Canadian?
No, it's not.
I didn't think of that. That's it.
Canadian Chinese. By
you know,
the
Chuck,
way.
Because you've been in Canada calling these games. I think it's infiltrated.
No.
Like maple syrup.
Oh,
maple syrup of
no.
Zach Edey has gotten
right. You're Dudley Do Right with the rock. Count it. The foul. No, I'm serious. I think though that you've got to create somewhat of a presence in the post, especially on the defensive side, for no other reason is to be a protector.
I like Zach Edey.
And I'll tell you what, you know, if you can't, you got to be able to play for Matt Painter. I think Matt Painter is a really good coach.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying,
do I think they're
going to take him? No.
Here's what I think they should do. As a columnist, someone who writes about things and needs things to be spicy up, let's take Bronny James at 11.
Mm.
And then I can just write about it. It's great.
Man, I thought you were going to say like Terrence Shannon.
Bronny James would be fun.
Oh, that would be a blast. Could you imagine if the Bulls did that?
It would just put everybody on tilt.
What,
you know what would be really funny, though? If the Celtics take him at 54 right before the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be something?
I feel like that's something Pat Riley would do if he was in the situation.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're coming up to 11 soon. We got 8, 9, and 10. So, Dillingham is still there. You got Carter is still there. You got Shannon is still there. You've got a lot of players in that group. And in this draft, I mean, how can you separate number 9 from number 13? I mean,
But you know what, though? Here's the thing, and I always say this about drafts. I remember when, like, we were second-guessing the Mitch draft, right? And everyone's going, oh, well, all the mock drafts had him up there. Well, guess what doesn't matter to front offices? The mock drafts.
Yes.
Like, yeah, some of them, there's some people that do them that do a lot of research, a lot of homework, talk to a lot of scouts. A lot of people just look at ones and say, you know what, I'm going to copy this. I'm going to switch these three guys.
Yep.
I'm going to put this guy here. That's, like, the majority of it. And the same thing with this, like, what we think, you know, from the drafts and, like, what we've watched in college basketball, these guys, they're getting paid to be smart and to actually know what to do and to know what to look for. So there's players of it. I've heard people say there are really good players available in this draft. You just have to be in the right spot to get them.
Absolutely. I mean, they're good players in every draft. I think people are so enamored now with the 2025 draft.
Yeah.
Because, and everyone's getting excited about Cooper Flagg. He will be the number one pick.
Yeah.
There is no question about that. But that draft also, Rutgers is going to be loaded. They got Ron Harper's son is going to be really,
he's gonna be
really
like number
good.
Two.
Ace Bailey is going to be really, really good. Carolina's got a player. Spain has a player coming out. I mean, that draft is loaded. And I'm talking about where you can draft probably number 10 and get a really, really good player.
It's always Rutgers with these great loaded
classes. Yeah. Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights. So there is a pool right now, as we just mentioned, some of the names, that the Bulls are going to get that player who they probably want in that pool. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think there's going to be a gap between Dillingham and Carter, for example.
That's why, like, yeah, the idea of them trading up, unless there's someone they really were positive they knew is going to be a difference maker and they had to get them.
Yes.
Trading up didn't make a lot of sense.
Now, to quote Gara Foreman, we didn't know he was available.
To quote Gara and every other GM.
Well, you know, we were shocked.
Fell to us. Right. I can't believe this guy fell to us. We had him at 3.
That's right.
We had him at 3 on our board. Like that.
So what do you make, by the way, since we're just talking, what do you think of the Giddey trade with Caruso?
Listen, the idea of it's fine. They should have. I mean, Caruso's your most valuable trade chip to a contender, right? Because he's a guy a contender is going to want. Thought they should have traded him last season, even though they didn't. They wanted to, understandably, to make a push for the playoffs. I get it. I think it's crazy that they couldn't get a pick for him, and not just in general, but if you're dealing with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have approximately 568 picks.
And 4, by the way, next year.
Yeah.
And like, the Nets have 4.
I'm not saying he didn't do a good job, he didn't try. But if I'm talking to the Thunder and they're saying no on picks, I'm saying no to you. And I'm just not doing it. And Josh Giddey doesn't. You have to pay Josh Giddey after this year.
Yes.
Josh Giddey, I mean, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's his rookie extension. I would not have done that pick without. I mean,
Know they didn't try?
I'm sure they tried.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if they say no and Thunder say no, say, okay, we're done. Like, we don't need to trade Caruso this a week before the draft. Other teams want him. People like Caruso. Some of the offers that have been like, you know, 2 first-round picks, but, yeah, they want a Kobe White too. Like, there's always these, you know, things that people don't know when they talk about stuff. But I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have traded him for you don't have to have Josh Giddey on this team. He's not a must to take the Bulls. Well, you know, he's not. What is he taking the Bulls from 9th to 8th? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I'm just saying, don't underestimate Giddey, because if you look at Giddey 2 years ago, before the arrival of Holmgren,
he looked great.
He looked great, and that's what I'm counting on to see him in Chicago with a different looking ball club. And you know whether that is with or without LaVine, with or without DeRozan. I mean,
We have no idea what the team's going to look like. So,
well, yeah,
that's all I'm saying. It's like, I just think you got to get if you're trading with Oklahoma City, you got to get a pick with that guy. So,
yeah.
But he couldn't do it, and here we are.
Yep. And, you know, when you came over the table, part of what you're intrigued by is what that man, Arturis Karnišovas, who is right up there right now in the war room.
I don't see him.
That's the end. The curtains are closed. Chuck does not like me calling it the war room. He does not think that we need to parallel such violence during this
I kind of agree. It's also become kind of a cliche.
It is a cliche.
Don't deny me of saying war room, though. Okay.
We got the Spurs and
Rob Dillingham.
What do you think of Dillingham?
You know what? I think
Dilly.
I have a mixed bag on him.
Yeah, me too. I watched him in the tournament. I was not too impressed.
I get it. Hey, I know we have Ryan Port saying, wrap it up, take a break. I have to ask you one thing. I'm on my soapbox regarding the Cubs. I know this is an NBA show, but I don't get a chance to talk to John at all except at the United Center when he's covering the Bulls. But I am so upset. The two biggest underachieving teams, the Blue Jays and the Cubs.
It's killing you, Chuck.
It's killing me.
Maybe you should because follow the White Sox.
I mean, like, I'm waiting for Jed Hoyer to get his act together.
You know, he gambled going in the season with this bullpen, thinking that the way he described it to me is we don't think of it as just here's our starting five, here's our rotation. We have all these guys in the minors with their options, and it's a puzzle piece. He gambled and he's lost. He gambled on the bullpen, and they've completely blown
Chuck,
it, and they've ruined the season.
I don't want to get you all worked up, man. So, Porth over here needs us to take
John,
a break.
John, always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Bobcats. Go Bobcats.
All right. John Greenberg of The Athletic joining us here on The Score. Our draft coverage is right here on 670 The Score until 8:10, when we will hand it off to Zach Zabin for Cubs pregame coverage from San Francisco. Then, starting at 8:10, our draft coverage live from Advocate Center will continue exclusively on the Odyssey app and 670 The score.com. We are through 8 picks out here at the Advocate Center, tracking the Chicago Bulls, who will select 11th. Chuck and I will be back to hopefully deliver that to you next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I gotta do my job better. It's my responsibility. This program is my responsibility. They've been, Jerry and Michael have been really supportive, and obviously their expectation is better results. That's why, you know, diving into this offseason, I put emphasis on turning this program around.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Crotty on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
That was the big boss you heard from right there, Arturis Karnišovas, who sounds like he is finally conceded that the last core that he was trying to build, that's going to have to change, it's going to have to be different, and some of that has already started with one big trade for the Chicago Bulls. But here we are now on draft night. We are through six picks in this year's NBA draft, just going to the Charlotte Hornets at number six was Tijan Salon. Again, he goes to the Hornets, and so the Bulls are five picks away from their spot at number 11 in this draft. As Chuck and I, Chuck, voice of the Bulls, Mark Crotty out here at Advocate Center, we are joined at the table right now by The Athletic's John Greenberg. What's going on, Greenberg? How are you, man?
Hey, it's just good to be on with the Garpax of sports radio. That's you guys.
Is that good?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm taking that in.
No,
right now.
I'll say this.
Okay. Pax did a pretty good job with
yes.
the draft.
I mean, oh man, think about those early days when he took over. Someone was just saying that about the Sky, how the Sky got Cardoza and Reese in that draft.
Yep.
And I said the best comp would be when Pax got Luol Deng and Ben Gordon.
Yep.
And that was an amazing draft that changed the way
draft.
The Bulls that changed the Bulls' trajectory from nosedive
yes.
to back up to respectability.
So restored order, I always
absolutely.
Say.
Pax, listen, Pax did a great job.
And his
and
last
no one cared,
draft.
And no one cared more.
Yes. And his last draft pick was Coby White.
And Coby White's such a great story because, you know, and I know you've talked a lot about it, Chuck, but it really just says about how great this league is, how it gives guys opportunities. And you have to take those opportunities. And Coby White made something. You know, were people ready to write him off?
Yep.
And now he looks like an all-star. And I love Coby White.
Yes.
I hope they continue to build to his strengths.
And I think with Giddey, taking Giddey with the ball in his hands now because he's not an off-the-ball player, and because the Holmgren addition, OKC, just changed the complete dynamics and landscape of their offensive sets. So now he's going to have the ball. And, again, if they can't move Levine, though, they've got, you know, you got Levine, you got Kobe, you're going to get Giddey.
Do you think they can move Levine? I mean, anyone can be moved in the NBA.
Yes.
You know that, no
that was going to be my answer.
But do teams want him?
Somebody would want him, but I think they're going to get him. Yeah, for a cheap price. I mean, they are circling the Bulls now, and they're like, they know they could get. Because, John, it is implausible for him to come back here. It just is. Like, it just won't work with him coming. Trade him.
I hear you, but team's got to want to play. It takes two to tango, right, Chuck?
Well, that and you know what? You may have to take a hit because of the contract, and you may not get talent. So you just accept it and move on, and you turn the page.
You're trying to match contracts, but what you don't want to do is make the mistake the Bulls did when they got Jabari, which was a terrible, a weird thing. But he only had 1 year in his deal. They trade Jabari to get multiple years of Otto Porter to match the
Otto
Porter. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Expected Klingon just went
Donovan
to Portland.
Yeah. Klingon, yeah.
To Portland at number seven. Yeah,
I like that guy.
Another big
yes,
man.
Another
big
too.
Man. Yes.
And you know what? Even if the Bulls were thinking about orchestrating something to move up to get him, I don't know how much. I mean, the draft capital isn't there. And so
no, they don't. What are the Bulls don't. They're not in a position to move up.
So you were getting close to 11 now, John. So
yeah, John.
Williams is still there. And Carter is still there, and Shannon is still there.
I like everything I've heard about Devin Carter.
Yes.
You know, dad's in the NBA.
There's some concern, apparently, with his shoulder right now,
okay.
from what I read. I don't know to the degree, but –
And he plays defense. He's a good defensive player.
Yes. And so, I mean, you're putting another guard into the stable of what they have right now.
I know, that's right.
But, I said yesterday, and again – You know, is he my favorite player in the draft? No, Stephon Castle was.
Right.
But I'd still like to take a flyer on Zach Edey.
You're a big Zags. Is it the Canadian?
No, it's not.
I didn't think of that. That's it.
Canadian Chinese. By
you know,
the
Chuck,
way.
You've been in Canada calling these games. I think it's infiltrated like maple syrup.
You're definitely do right with the rock. Count it in a foul. No, I'm serious. I think though that you've got to create somewhat of a presence in the post, especially on the defensive side, for no other reason is to be a protector.
I like Zach Edey.
And I'll tell you what, you know, if you can't, you got to be able to play for Matt Painter. I think Matt Painter is a really good coach. Yeah. And I'm just saying, do I think they're going to take him? No.
Here's what I think they should do. As a columnist, someone who writes about things and needs things to be spicy up, let's take Bronny James at 11. And then I can just write about it. It's great.
Man, I thought you were going to say like Terrence Shannon.
Bronny James would be fun.
Oh, that would be a blast. Could you imagine if the Bulls did that?
It would just put everybody on tilt. You know
what
would be really funny, though? If the Celtics take him at 54 right before the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be something?
I feel like that's something Pat Riley would do if he was in the situation.
Oh, I agree. Yes. So, I mean, we're coming up to 11 soon. We got 8, 9, and 10. So, Dillingham is still there. You got Carter is still there. You got Shannon is still there. You've got a lot of players in that group. And in this draft, I mean, how can you separate number 9 from number 13? I mean,
but you know what, though? Here's the thing, I always say this about drafts. I remember when, like, we were second-guessing the Mitch draft, right? And everyone's going, oh, well, all the mock drafts had him up there. Well, guess what doesn't matter to front offices? The mock drafts.
Yes.
Like, yeah, some of them, there's some people that do them that do a lot of research, a lot of homework, talk to a lot of scouts. A lot of people just look at ones and say, you know what, I'm going to copy this. I'm going to switch these three guys.
Yep.
I'm going to put this guy here. That's like the majority of it. And the same thing with this. Like, what we think, you know, from the drafts and like what we've watched in college basketball, these guys, they're getting paid to be smart and to actually know what to do and to know what to look for. So there's players of it. I've heard people say there are really good players available in this draft. You just have to be in the right spot to get them.
Absolutely. I mean, they're good players in every draft. I think people are so enamored now with the 2025 draft.
Yeah.
Because, and everyone's getting excited about Cooper Flagg. He will be the number one pick.
Yeah.
There is no question about that. But that draft also, Rutgers is going to be loaded. They got Ron Harper's son is going to be really,
he's gonna be like
really
number
good.
Two.
Ace Bailey is going to be really, really good. Carolina's got a player. Spain has a player coming out. I mean, that draft is loaded. And I'm talking about where you can draft probably number 10 and get a really, really good player.
It's always Rutgers with these great loaded passes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights. So there is a pool right now. As we just mentioned, some of the names that the Bulls are going to get that player who they probably want in that pool. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a gap between Dillingham and Carter, for example.
That's why, the idea of them trading up, unless there's someone they really were positive they knew is going to be a difference maker, and they had to get them.
Yes.
Trading up didn't make a lot of sense.
Now, to quote Gara Foreman, we didn't know he was available.
and every GM.
Well, we were shocked.
I can't believe this guy fell to us. We had him at three.
That's right.
We had him at three on our board. It's always like that.
So what do you make, by the way, since we're just talking, what do you think of the Giddey trade with Caruso?
The idea of it's fine. They should have. I mean, Caruso's your most valuable trade chip to a contender, right? Because he's a guy a contender is going to want. Thought they should have traded him last season, even though they didn't. They wanted to, understandably, to make a push for the playoffs. I get it. I think it's crazy that they couldn't get a pick for him, and not just in general, but if you're dealing with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have approximately 568 picks.
And four, by the way, next year.
Yeah.
And the Nets have four.
I'm not saying he didn't do a good job, he didn't try. But if I'm talking to the Thunder and they're saying no on picks, I'm saying no to you. And I'm just not doing it. And Josh Giddey doesn't. You have to pay Josh Giddey after this year.
Yes.
Josh Giddey, I mean, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's his rookie extension. I would not have done that pick without. I mean,
they didn't try.
I'm sure they tried. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if they say no and Thunder say no, say, okay, we're done. Like, we don't need to trade Caruso this week before the draft. Other teams want him. People like Caruso. I know some of the offers that have been like, you know, two first-round picks, but, yeah, they wanted Kobe White too. Like, there's always these, you know, things that people don't know when they talk about stuff. But Well, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have traded him for – you don't have to have Josh Giddey on this team. He's not a must to take the Bulls. Well, you know, he's not – what is he taking the Bulls from 9th to 8th? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I'm just saying don't underestimate Giddey, because if you look at Giddey 2 years ago before the arrival of Holmgren.
He looked great.
He looked great. And that's what I'm counting on, to see him in Chicago with a different-looking ball club. And, you know, whether that is with or without LaVine, with or without DeRozan. I mean,
we have no idea. We have no idea what the team's going to look like. So,
well, yeah,
that's all I'm saying. It's like, I just think you got to get a pick. If you're trading with Oklahoma City, you got to get a pick with that guy. So,
yeah.
But he couldn't do it, and here we are.
Yep. And, you know, when he came over the table, part of what you're intrigued by is what that man, Arturis Karnišovas, who is right up there right now in the war room.
I don't see him.
That's the end. The curtains are closed. Oh, yeah. Chuck does not like me calling it the war room. He does not think that we need to parallel such violence during
this. I kind of agree. It's also become kind of a cliche.
It is a cliche.
Don't deny me of saying war room, though. Okay. Don't get
We got the Spurs and
Rob Dillingham.
What do you think of Dillingham?
You know what? I think
Dilly.
I have a mixed bag on him.
Yeah, me too. I watched him in the tournament. I was not too impressed.
I get it. Hey, I know we have Ryan Port saying, wrap it up, take a break. I have to ask you one thing. I'm on my soapbox regarding the Cubs. I know this is an NBA show, but I don't get a chance to talk to John at all except at the United Center when he's covering the Bulls, but I am so upset. The two biggest underachieving teams, the Blue Jays and the Cubs.
It's killing you, Chuck.
It's killing me.
Maybe you should follow the White Sox.
I mean, like, I'm waiting for Jed Hoyer to get his act together.
You know, he gambled going in the season with this bullpen, thinking that the way he described it to me is, we don't think of it as just, here's our starting five, here's our rotation. We have all these guys in the minors with their options, and it's a puzzle piece. He gambled and he's lost.
I mean,
he gambled on the bullpen, and they've completely blown
Chuck,
it, and they've ruined the season.
I don't want to get you all worked up, man. So Porth over here needs us to take
John,
a break.
John, always a pleasure.
So,
thank you, guys.
Bobcats.
Go Bobcats.
All right.
John Greenberg of The Athletic joining us here on The Score. Our draft coverage is right here on 670 The Score until 8:10, when we will hand it off to Zach Zabin for Cubs pregame coverage from San Francisco. Then, starting at 8:10, our draft coverage live from Advocate Center will continue exclusively on the Odyssey app and 670 score.com. We are through 8 picks out here at the Advocate Center, tracking the Chicago Bulls, who will select 11th. Chuck and I will be back to hopefully deliver that to you next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.